play with my microphone. We've done a book this semester entitled The Jesus Way by Eugene Peterson. And each of us have had a different chapel that's reached us in some way or spoken to our heart in one way or another. This morning, we're going to take some time just to sit back and talk about what chapels impacted some of the other people that represented you on the chapel committee as students. We'll also like to come up and talk as well. For me, this message was Bill Coyne's message, and it really inspired me and challenged me in a lot of ways that I didn't see coming at the beginning of this semester. Bill Coyne presented a testimony that I could really relate to, and it's a story that I know all too well. My story is slightly different. I was bullied from middle school through high school, but my story changes in that instead of turning towards other things, I really went after my faith. It was something that I really questioned. It was something I really struggled with, and I really didn't know what to do with it. Because what I struggled with was understanding, if God loves us so much, then why is he, you know, putting me through this really rough time, and why does it feel like my prayers aren't being answered? This is something I struggled with all through middle school, and especially through high school. Through an experience I had in Jamonville, I actually found the answers to this, and it's changed my life ever since. When I heard about Bill speaking, it challenged me to speak and give my testimony this morning in front of you, and it also challenged me to give my testimony in Upper Room. It's something that, if you know me, I don't do this ever, which is also probably why my leg is shaking. And I've never given my testimony before. I mean, I'd given it to a group of kids before and on a missions trip, but it was never with a group of people that I actually knew or could relate to, or especially with a group that I knew would actually listen to everything I said and actually, you know, hopefully walk away with it with some sort of reaction. The Jesus Way has been something that I've really enjoyed not only reading the book about, but also enjoyed hearing people speak about, because it offers people freedom from not only the sins of this world, but freedom from themselves. My struggle in high school and in middle school was not with other people, it was with myself. And it was my struggle of realizing who I am and where I'm going. My challenge for you this morning is, if you've walked away from your faith, like I did, to please come back and see what God can do for you.
Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the testimonies of Bill Coyne and the testimony of Rick, Lord. We thank you that you are a God that pursues us, Lord, that you are a God that leaves the whole flock to search for the one. We thank you for your faithfulness to all of your children, Lord, and this Christmas season, we thank you that you are our wonderful counselor when our hearts need counsel, Lord, and that you are our mighty God when we are weak, and Lord, that you are a Prince of Peace in the midst of turmoil, and that you are the everlasting Father whenever we've wandered away and are in need of care and grace. Lord, we thank you for all of your benefits, Lord. We thank you that you crown us with love and compassion. We thank you that you are a God of love that answers our prayers, Lord. Lord, we also thank you that your faithfulness is not dependent upon our faithfulness, Lord, that you are loving, that you are kind, and that you are faithful to your children, regardless of their actions, Lord. We thank you that you are a God that we can turn back to. We thank you, Lord, that you don't delight in punishing the wicked, Lord, that you would rather that they would turn back to you and turn from their ways and repent and look to you, Lord. We thank you that you offer that over and over and over again. Lord, I thank you for your Son. I thank you that he died on the cross, Lord. Without him, we would have no testimonies to tell. Lord, we just pray your blessings upon the rest of this chapel service. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Yes, it's true. When we need God, he's there for us. And as Psalm 116 recalls, when we were in deep distress and grief and trouble, we cry out to God, and in his mercy, he delivers us. Since he has saved our feet from stumbling, we can now walk in lands of life. Let's sing this familiar tune, Danny Boy, to Psalm 116. Go ahead and stand up. He's heard my pleading. He's heeded me. Through life I'll call on him. The cords of death and Sheol's terrors bound me. In deep distress I grief and trouble found. Then on the Lord I called, O Lord, save me. O Lord, I beg you, please deliver me. The Lord our God is merciful and righteous. Gracious the Lord, the simple one. Salvation. Turn back again, my soul, unto your rest. Because the Lord your God has been so good to us. Because, O Lord, you saved my soul from death. You saved my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Before the Lord I'll walk in lands of life. I have believed and said I was afflicted. And in despair I said, they all are precious. Lord, I'm your servant and your slave set free. I'll sacrifice thanks offerings to the name of God. Within your courts, Jerusalem, oh, praise the Lord. Please be seated.
Good morning. I'm Gwen Ward, and I wanted to talk about the chapel that Dr. James Payton did on John Calvin's birthday. And he started off by saying, "I offer you my heart, Lord, promptly and sincerely." These words were far more than just a saying. John Calvin lived his life around these words. He woke up every morning yearning to offer himself to his Savior. In October, Dr. James Payton challenged us to say this phrase at least once a day for a month. After the month had passed, we were supposed to assess how our relationship with God had changed and how we had changed. I wanted to break down the phrase and let you guys know how I took it. So listen to it one more time. I offer you my heart, Lord, promptly and sincerely. When we say the word heart in the phrase, it does not mean we are offering God our emotions, but that we are offering him the core of who we are. God made us to love him, and he loves us. Therefore, we need to give him our love in return. Being in love with God allows him to guide our thoughts, our choices, our emotions, our instincts, and our responses. So what other things have we been giving our heart to? Luke 12:34 says, "For where your treasure is, that is where your heart will also be." Is our treasure in earthly things like athletics, academics, perfection, or relationships? If our treasure is in these things of the earth, then we are clearly not putting our hearts in the right place. But when your treasure and heart is found in the Lord, you can never be let down. God promises us that his blessings he has waiting for us are endless. Why are we still talking about John Calvin today? We remember him for his dedication and pure love for the Lord. The Bible offers us models of people who have given their hearts to God. Around this Christmas season, we remember how the Virgin Mary gave her heart to God. She just gave her love and was blessed with giving birth to the only Son of God. John Calvin and Mary were people after God's own heart. We should model our behavior after them, and it is the one true Christian response. Our hearts were made by God and for God. Therefore, we need to surrender our heart to him. When we give our hearts to God, then we are able to find peace that surpasses all understanding. Now that we have understood what it means to give our heart, we need to do so swiftly and promptly. Never waste a second that can be given to the Lord. Give yourself to him over and over all the time just by simply saying, "I offer you my heart, Lord, promptly and sincerely." Giving our hearts to God requires a genuine response. When offering yourself to the Lord, don't let it be a shallow prayer. Offering ourselves requires us to fully understand what having a relationship with God means. It is about striving to be Christ-like in all that we do and daily giving our devotion to him and him alone. As we approach finals week and winter break, just remember this phrase, "I offer you my heart, Lord, promptly and sincerely." We are not our own, but bought with a price. Give your whole heart to God as an offering because he loves us. Remember the Jesus way and the lessons that this semester's chapels have taught you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good to us, and I just thank you for this opportunity to just reflect on what you've been showing us this semester. And as we continue to reflect, Lord, I just think of how you are the everlasting God. You are the creator of the universe. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. But also, Father, you came in a manger. You humbled yourself and died on a cross. And you just want our love, and you want our friendship. And Father, you are so good, and I just thank you for all that you are. So as we reflect on all that you are, Father, I pray that you would teach us to just give our whole hearts to you, humbly and devoted to you, and that we would make our lives a living offering of worship to you. So Father, I just pray for all these things in your holy Son's precious name. Amen.
One way that we show our love for God, offer our hearts to God, is to seek him, to behold his beauty, and to wait on him, to seek his face. Let's turn to Psalm 27, "One Thing I of the Lord Desired." One thing
Hey, Seth. Anyways, that was the beginning. You all know that. All right. So I was praying this morning in the best place I do, in the shower, and God was telling me to speak to you about a friend of mine. My friend's name was Alex. Alex Heidegren. He went to my high school. He loved Jesus. I loved him, just how much he loved Jesus. And this summer, he worked at a camp called Honey Rock Camp, which is in Wisconsin. It's affiliated with Wheaton College. And he was one night, this story just really convicted me, and one night he was just out watching the stars with a fellow counselor of his, and they were just talking about things of life, what they're going to do in the future, what that is going to happen. And all of a sudden, there was like a silence. And he stopped and he said, "I found it." And his friend who's beside him, confused, was like, "All right, well, okay, what do you mean? What have you found?" He's like, "I found it. I found the treasure. I found my Jesus. I've known him all my life, but now I found it. I get it." And as I was thinking about this story, and I was thinking, I think this is what you guys need to hear today. Have you found it, is my question. Reverend Kepha, I love Reverend Kepha, love his laugh. And he and I were talking one time, we were running errands, and we were just talking, and then he's like, "So what do you think about Christianity today in America? What do you think about that?" Honestly, I have to say, I stumbled over my words. I made up an answer because I honestly didn't know. I was like, "Yeah, you know, so we're all right, I guess, yeah." And he looks at me. He said, "I'm sorry. I apologize ahead of time, but I think true, real Christianity is in Africa from what I see." That hurt. I hope I offend someone today. I hope. Because God is calling real Christianity. What is real Christianity? I have a passage to read for you. And actually, my sister Gwen, she read it for us already. It's taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. And it says, let me find it. Sorry. But I think we all know it. And she said about the treasure in heaven and how we have these treasures on earth where moth, I don't speak well, sorry, but where moth and rust can destroy, Where are your treasures? That's what Alex was talking about. That's what Reverend Kafa is talking about. So my challenge to you is also another scripture verse, a parable that we all know very well, where a man finds a pearl in a field. I think we all know that. Where a man finds a pearl in the field, he goes and he's so excited that he found this pearl that he hides it again and he sells everything that he has. Everything he knows, his house, his belongings, everything, it's gone. And he goes back and rejoices because he found the treasure. He found the true treasure. And if the way I interpret that is, Jesus Christ is that pearl. And I don't know who I'm supposed to speak to today, but God has just really laid this on my heart. And he wants you back. He wants you to give your life over completely, all your heart, to give up bullying, to give up the thoughts in the past. Guilt is gone. Because when Jesus Christ was on that cross, he said, "It is finished." Right when he said those three famous last words, sin died that day. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Sin died that day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, I don't know what way you're looking for. I don't know if you're looking for the way of destruction. But I'm just pleading with you, I'm begging with you to look for the Jesus way. Look for the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. God wanted me to say this as though this was my last words I was going to say on this earth. So if I die tomorrow, I hope this is what you see. And this is what you hear, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm going to close with a prayer. So I'm asking all of you just to close your eyes and bow your head. And as we pray, I want you that if you are a Christian that has just feel like you haven't found it or that you've lost it, we're going to pray that you find it again today. If you're a person that is not sure about your faith, or if you're confused if Jesus Christ really is real or that he really does have power in your life, we're going to pray that away today. If you're a person that feels like, how could God use me? I'm just one person. We're going to pray that away today. If you are a person that is thinking that, you know, this Jesus stuff, this is for you, not for me. You're speaking. I can't do this. That is going to be gone. We're going to pray that away, and we're going to pray that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and that he is your treasure. So pray with me. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to come. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you would come into my life, that you would be my treasure, that as I come into this Christmas season, that we would all, Lord, all of us, that we would treasure you because you came as a humble baby, God. God in flesh appearing. And you are mighty because you did that, God. And you died on the cross for us. And God, we ask that you help us find it. I ask that you help us find what Alex found. Lord, make us alive again in you. Renew us, Father. And Lord, I lift up anyone here who is just not sure about their faith, that they would make a commitment to you, Lord, for the rest of their lives, that they would no longer hold back, but they would hold on to the treasure, God, and give everything for you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In your name, amen.
So Kat's friend found Christ, but you know, Christ found him. God knew him. God made him, made all of us, created us. And so in Psalm 139, we're reminded that he knows us intimately from before we were born. In fact, he ordained the days of our lives so that we don't have to feel lost, because God knows our path. And as this psalm closes, and see if any sin holds sway, lead me the everlasting way. The God who made us, who searched for us, who found us. Ah, I found God. Knows us and knows our way. Let's close with 139. Ladies, let's sing that echo and go ahead and stand. I can't make you sit when you want to stand. And we'll close with this. Lord, you have searched me, you have known my rising and my sitting down, and from afar you know quite well the very thoughts on which I dwell. My inner parts were formed by you when in my mother's womb I grew. I praise you, Lord, your works displayed, for I am strange and wondrous made. Your works, how wonderful to me. You knew my frame when none could see. In secret, like the depths of earth, you wove me long before my birth. My unformed substance you did see. The days that were ordained for me were written in your book, each one, before the first day had begun. Search me, O God, my heart discern. Try me and know every concern, and see if any sin holds sway. Lead me the everlasting way. Go with God, that everlasting way.